A hot early summer should be meaning people are enjoying wonderful boating holidays on the Broads. However, the picture is not perfect. A faulty bridge in Great Yarmouth is causing waterborne gridlock and costing water users thousands of pounds. And in various places, there have been incidents where boats have been damaged or cast adrift. On a happier note, more than £10,000 has been raised to support projects in the national park. Now,
a faulty bridge has caused a gridlock in Great Yarmouth and it's costing river users thousands of pounds. The Haven Bridge has faltered on numerous occasions in recent weeks, most recently experiencing an electrical fault on Thursday that brought traffic to a standstill. The bridge has since reopened to motorists, but is unable to lift for boats, although the message was not received by the TS Lord Nelson. The 37-metre-long grey boat is to be turned into a community cafe and museum in Woodbridge, Suffolk, and left the River Wensum in Norwich on Sunday. However, the crew were denied thoroughfare upon arriving in Great Yarmouth and have since been moored at Braden Water by the Broadland Great Yarmouth Rugby Club. Kate Meadows, owner of the TS Lord Nelson, said the responsibility lies with Norfolk County Council, but they tell us it is contracted out to Peel Ports, and they point the finger at them. When we left Norwich, they must have known that we were on a dead-end route. We didn't know we were on that dead-end route. We thought that the Haven Bridge would open, but they did nothing about it. The biggest difficulty is the stress of not knowing what's happening. We can't send the tugmen home. We can't reduce costs in any way because we don't know what's going to happen next. The cost implications of this are £3,000 a day, £1,700 a day plus VAT for the tug, and £1,000 a day for the boatyard manager and his staff.
Boat owners are being warned to be vigilant after vessels were cast adrift from their moorings. The warning comes from the Norfolk Police Broads Beat team after three reported incidents in the last week. Sometime between 4 p.m. on Tuesday, June the 19th, and 10:50 a.m. the next day, a boat was untethered from its moorings at a quay in Great Yarmouth. The boat drifted along the river and damaged a number of other vessels. The windows of the boat were also damaged. Five dinghies moored in Barton Turf were cast adrift sometime overnight on Saturday, June the 23rd. Then a boat was set adrift while it was moored in Wroxham between 11 o'clock in the evening on Saturday, June the 23rd, and 3 a.m. on Sunday, June the 24th. PC Paul Bassam, beat manager, said, "What might seem light-hearted could have serious consequences, and I urge people to think twice before indulging in this kind of behaviour."
Thousands donated to support wildlife, education and tourism on Norfolk Broads. Sailing equipment for children and a new footbridge on the popular Wherryman's Way are among the projects being funded by an organisation charged with supporting the Norfolk Broads. Love the Broads, established by the Broads Trust, is donating more than £10,000 to 11 projects which will benefit wildlife, education and tourism in the area, part of the National Parks family. The money was raised by 75 tourism businesses in the Broads who invited visitors and guests to make donations to the fund. Love the Broads also collects annual fees from members and has received legacies from lovers of the Broads. Peter Howe, a trustee of the Broads Trust, said, "We are delighted once again to be able to award grants to many excellent projects within the Broads National Park. Love the Broads has demonstrated that there's a real desire and determination to ensure that it remains special for the future."
The second feature this week looks at the strangers who became friends. Derek James reports on the launch of a new book which tells a poignant story. It is read by Ree Chakraborty.